Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Now, what was the turnout for yesterday's event in Sydney and other Aussie cities?
The turnout was tremendous. We estimate here in Sydney we had about 1,500 people join us in Hyde Park. The international estimates are still coming in. I know that some of the marches in the U.S. were tremendous, about 600,000 estimated in L.A. And I think really the more important statistics are kind of the scope of the marches, because marches were held in over 34 countries. There were over 275 individual events. There were marches throughout Asia, Europe, Africa. So really, really far-reaching far-reaching impact.
Yeah, well, it really is astonishing, the scale of it. While your U.S. counterparts protested Donald Trump's attitude on women, what was the focus of the protest here in Australia?
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of a common misconception. I think that the marches themselves arose out of protest to the bigotry and the sexism that Trump and other populists around the world had been, you know, portraying throughout their campaigns. But I think really what this movement is now about is it's about changing the culture of bigotry and misogyny and sexism. And so this is really, it's a broader, kind of a broader goal that the marches and the movements like Me Too and Time's Up and Me No More have. So we are marching to activate women and engage people to think about enacting a culture change. I think that's really what this is about. It's about shifting a culture of gender bias and disrespect that is part of a continuum that leads to violence, harassment, and bullying of women, and it's time to change. So that's really what the marches in general are about.
Well, looking at the, I guess, around the world, there has been kind of a massive move ever since like Trump took power. There has been a massive, I guess, voice that has come into response to him being in power of women's movements happening around the world. Do you believe that there has been an increase since Trump did take power?
Yeah, I think for many people, this was his election was a breaking point. But again, it was a breaking point that was really addressing something that is systemic and has been going on for decades and centuries, really. And so it's kind of a broader focus. And absolutely, the initial marches were very reactionary to that election. But you know, the movement that's grown up around it is really addressing this more widespread systemic issue that we have.
Now, looking at some of the images of the marches around the world, a fair few men also attended. So how does this event unite both genders?
Oh, yeah, I think this is a really important point. You know, culture change really depends on everyone being a participant. So this is about uniting people from all genders, all races, ethnicities, religions, belief systems, and making everyone understand that we all have to be part of a culture shift. We really, you know, this is coming down to individual choices, individual behavior changes. So we're so pleased to see allies of women and women's rights attending these marches, and it's a really, really uniting effect.
Have you got any more events coming up around Australia, around Sydney, that are complementing, I guess, the march which took place over the weekend?
We will be planning additional events. We don't have anything on the books at the moment. I'm going to take a week to celebrate the achievement, and then
sure,
we'll get back to planning, and we'll keep everybody posted. But absolutely, we've been working nonstop since the first march in 2017 on other initiatives and other campaigns that impact human rights and women's rights here in Australia. So we plan to remain active and increase our engagement, actually, in the next 6 months.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about a few more events, and I'm very glad that the turnout of the Women's March in Sydney and around Australia was fantastic over the weekend. Thank you so much, Mindy, for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.